Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Sabbath to you all. Certainly is a beautiful, nice, beautiful weather we've been having here lately as we go towards fall. To get started, to introduce the topic for today, if you will, start turning to Nehemiah chapter 8. We'll read the passage here and then we'll introduce our topic for the sermonette today. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 14 will begin. Probably thinking of Deuteronomy because me and my wife have been doing the Bible reading. That's very helpful as well. All right, Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 14. It says, "And they found written in the law, which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths during the feast of the seventh month." Of course, this is in the time here. They had just returned from captivity, and they found the books of the law, and they were reading it to all the people. Notice here in verse 15, it says, "And that they should announce and proclaim in all their cities in Jerusalem, saying, go out to the mountain and bring olive branches, branches of olive trees, myrtle branches, palm branches, the branches of the leafy trees, to make booths. As it is written," verse 16, "then the people went out and brought them and made themselves booths, each one on his roof of his house or in their courtyards of the courts of the house of God, and in the open square of the water gate, and in the open square of the gate of Ephraim. So the whole assembly of those who had returned from captivity made booths and sat under the booths, for since the days of Joshua the son of Nun until that day, the children of Israel had not done so, and there was great gladness. Also, day by day, from the first day until the last day, he read from the book of the law of God. And they kept the feast 7 days, and on the eighth day there was a sacred assembly according to the prescribed manner." So the topic for the day, is, if you haven't figured it out, is why booths? Why should we dwell in these temporary dwellings? Why did God say that, and what can we learn from it? Well, one of the questions is why would God have them do this? It might seem kind of out of the ordinary for sure. But we see here in the law that they're reading, God actually gives one of the reasons why he has them do that. So if you will, turn to Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23. And verse 33, we'll start. This is very well likely the passage that they came across. In Leviticus 23, verse 33, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord. On the first day there shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work." And it goes through more instructions, and we'll drop down to verse 39, verse 39. It says, "Also on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of your land, you shall keep the feast of the Lord for 7 days. On the first day, there shall be a Sabbath rest, and on the eighth day, a Sabbath rest. And you shall take for yourselves on the first day the fruit of the beautiful trees, branches of the palm tree, the boughs of the leafy trees, and the willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. So you shall keep the feast of the Lord for 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in all your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. You shall dwell in booths 7 days. All who are native Israelites shall dwell in booths. Notice here in verse 43, God gives it one of the reasons why he says to do this. That your generations may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when they brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. So, of course, it's to understand why God would have them do this. One of the reasons is so that they would remember how he brought them out. It is important, though, I think, to say, what is a booth? Well, the Strong's word for booth is 5521. And it means a tent or a temporary shelter, a tabernacle. These are some of the basic definitions of what a booth is. We'll go with the definition of a temporary shelter. So one of the first things God wanted them to remember. One of the first lessons that we can learn by dwelling in temporary shelters is to remember what God did in the past for the Israelites, but also what he did for us. He brought the Israelites out of sin, and we know that sin is he brought us out of sin, which we know Egypt is a symbolic of sin. So remember that God brought us out of sin. That's one lesson that we can learn. We'll just go through a few. Another lesson that we can learn from dwelling in temporary dwellings is to remember that we are on a journey to God's kingdom. We too are on a spiritual journey. And that our time here in this present world, this present evil world, is temporary as we follow God to his kingdom. We can see that we are on a journey here in Hebrews chapter 11. It shows us this concept in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 13. It says, these in Hebrews 11:13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They understood that their time here was temporary and that they were on a journey to a better place. Also over in Matthew chapter 28, verse, not Matthew, First Peter chapter 2, verse 11. Tells us as well that we are sojourners and pilgrims. In First Peter chapter 2, verse 11. Says, beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. When we dwell in a temporary dwelling, as we do, is our custom when we travel to the feast, our temporary dwelling might look a little different. It might be a hotel room or a house that we're only staying in for a short period of time. But when we're there in that temporary, it reminds us about the past and what God has done. And as we're there considering, it reminds us that we too are on a journey with God. Another lesson that we can draw from dwelling in a temporary shelter, in a booth, is to remember that God is with us and guiding us and protecting us, and that we can rely on him and follow him, and we need to follow him. We see the examples of this concept in Exodus chapter 13. I'm sure you're familiar But it's always good, familiar with the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, but it's good to be remind ourselves and to think about it and draw from the lessons of the examples that God gives us. And Exodus chapter 13 and verse 21, a little dyslexic there. Exodus 12 and verse 21, towards the end of the chapter. It says, "And God went before them by day in a pillar of cloud and lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light so as to go by day and night." So here we see God's presence with the children of Israel in the past through the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. He was leading them and he was with them and protecting them. But God is also with us. We see this in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20 supports this concept as well. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, Jesus is speaking here. He says, "Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." We need to remember that God is with us. He is leading and guiding and protecting us. We need to follow him. Another thing that is interesting that God reveals to us is found over in John chapter 14, verse 1. 1 through 6. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Because I'm sure, you know, if these dwelling places are where we are now, are temporary, these shelters in this present age, well, what's the permanent? Where's our permanent home? Where's our permanent place of belonging? Where do we belong? And a clue to that is over here found in John chapter 14 and verse 1. We'll begin in verse 1. "Let not," this is Jesus speaking as well, Christ speaking to us, "let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Notice Christ is preparing a place for us. "And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Then Thomas asked a question. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" Notice Jesus' response. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." But here, the key thing we want to notice here is that Christ is preparing a place for us, a place for us to dwell. He's preparing a place for us to dwell with him. But this isn't going to be, this dwelling place isn't a temporary shelter. This is a permanent shelter, something that we have to look forward to. So these are just a few lessons that we can learn and think of while we're dwelling in a temporary shelter, and why God, some of the reasons I think why God has us dwell in temporary shelters and in booths. So, brethren, in conclusion, God wants us to remember. He wants us to remember what he has done for us. Also, what he has done for all mankind. God wants us to follow him so that we can dwell with him forever in his kingdom.